Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Speaking of lunatics and lunacy, friends, I gotta say this, and I say this with as much respect as I possibly can share it with you, with how much respect I have inside of myself for your particular situation, for your plight, let me put it that way. I say that for those that are in California right now, speaking of lunatics, you couldn't have asked for a bigger criminal or a bigger creep to be your governor in the state of California, but yet he's now made American history by being sworn in a fourth time. What's going on, California? What is it that we don't quite understand there? I mean, we can talk about what's going on in every state, no question about it. But I mean, four times? Not once. You know, I mean, that's okay. He had a shot. He blew it. You've seen the corruption on his branches. You removed the Joker, right? Then the second time comes around, and you still allow Jerry Brown to stay. And then a third time? And then a fourth time, folks in California, are you folks like gluttons for punishment? Just curious. I love you, but I just want to know, are you glutton for punishments? Because when I give my intro and I talk about lunatics, I had to bring that one up. And shifting gears just a little bit, I have to go over to the atheist too. You know, John Witherspoon, interestingly enough, he said he wasn't, or did not hesitate at any time to call an atheist an enemy to America. We know atheist precedes communism and communism precedes atheism. Well, why? What's the big deal? Well, first of all, you can see that atheists attack everything that we are, America. So you can understand what Vladimir Lenin meant when he called for atheism to precede communism. They work hand in glove. They work for the state because it's an evolutionary view of government, right? But let's just rewind just a little bit here. Did you know, as a matter of fact, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, if you'd like to check this out, anti-Christian columnist Valerie Tirico's blasphemy, God raped Mary. Folks, can you talk? Let me say that again. Listen. Anti-Christian columnist Valerie Tirico's blasphemy. She stated that God raped Mary. Folks, do you understand why an atheist is an enemy to your country? Because they're an enemy to your God. But folks, I've said this for years. And these people, they never leave themselves without witness, because the way that they leave themselves without witness, God does not, because he is not mocked. For whatever man sows, that shall he also reap. But what happens is they soon fall into the hole that they themselves have dug. And right here proves my point to a T as to what you're dealing with when you're dealing with these sort of peoples. Anti-Christian columnist Valerie Tirico's blasphemy. She believes that God raped Mary. Now, do you think that's just going to go undone? Do you think that law in the spirit that is perpetual is just going to stop with Valerie, who believes that God raped Mary? Folks, how backwards can a people become? How backwards can a people become to actually tolerate this sort of garbage coming out of people's mouths within this country, friends? This is anti-Americanism, and why is that? Because it's anti-Christian. That's why. Here, let me tell you this. It was actually Samuel Adams who said, instead of sitting down satisfied with the efforts which we have already made, this is what Samuel Adams said. He said, which is to the wish of our enemies, in other words, just sit there and don't do anything and lavish in and enjoy all your freedoms that are blood-bought. He goes on, he said, the necessity of the times more than ever calls for our utmost circumspection, deliberation, and fortitude. And perseverance. Here, I'll say that again. Samuel Adams said this, and how right on he was, and how prophetic he was to prophesy this over 200 years ago. But he understood, because him and his buddies just threw off a tyrant and the British Empire and a bunch of godless individuals who wouldn't be ruled by God's moral law. And who would know better than these guys? They know exactly what they're telling us. Instead of sitting down satisfied with the efforts we have already made, which is the wish of our enemies, which is the wish of our enemies, which is the wish of our enemies, the necessity of the times more than ever calls for our utmost circumspection, deliberation, fortitude, and perseverance. Right on. Because we understand that the price of freedom is eternal vigilance. Yes, it is. Folks, this kind of rhetoric, this sort of blasphemy, can you imagine, just to the shame of the American Christian, the professed Christian, I'm sorry, can you imagine if they blasphemed Muhammad like that? How everybody would have been up in arms? They would have stoned this devil, is what they would have done. Now, I'm not trying to side with these devils over here, but folks, do they not have more of a sense of what's right and wrong than the American people do in many ways? Because the American people are sitting back and just saying, oh, I can't believe what she said about Jesus. You know, that his dad raped Mary. Isn't that just so funny? Isn't that cute? Isn't that sweet? Isn't that humorous, friends? Do you not understand it's these people that are constantly etching away at the destruction of your constitutional republic in one way or another? These are the people that are helping the small minority out by trying to convince you that your rights come from the state and not from God. I mean, you want to talk about a traitor? This isn't even fraternizing. This isn't even treachery. This is treason towards heaven, friends. And this is why you got guys like me on the radio show, because I'm sick and tired of these people thinking what they're doing and the American people at large allowing them to do what they do, that it's legal and it's okay for them to do things like this. Not that God can't handle his own. Of course he can. We already understand that. Consider this, you that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment is the very habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies. Oh, yes, I know that God has no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but the wicked are those that have a knowledge of what they do and they continue on that course. Do you think that God will not take revenge on such a people that not only blaspheme his son, but also blaspheme?
Hi, Dr. Noel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money, a code buried deep within biblical text, a code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Real quick before we jump back over into the topic in which we're speaking on right now, if you'd like to be a part of the show, you can 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, if you'd also like to check us out on the website, you can do that. sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also follow us on our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E, or Facebook again, Sons of Liberty Radio, Facebook again, Sons of Liberty Media. Folks, you can follow us on our Twitter account as well. Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. And again, one more time, shout out for the phone number, 1-866-233-0747. Let me take you over to sonsoflibertymedia.com really quick. Interestingly enough, we had one of our greatest days yesterday in the 4 months that we've been up on sonsoflibertymedia.com. We had 63,000 people to our website just yesterday, and we wanted to let you know again, thank you very much. We really appreciate it. We really do. You know what that website's about, folks. As David prayed, Lord, take my feet out of the miry clay, put my feet upon the rock, and establish my goings. We know that Hosea 4:6 tells us that people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Well, we want to give you an understanding as to why we are where we're at today and empower you in the process. And in the process of doing that, get you out of the ditch, right, and get you on that straight and narrow. But the hope, again, friends, is what you do with the truth that's been given you, and as John Quincy Adams rightly said, do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. The hope is in Christ, not outside of Christ, just saying, just so you know. Again, going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, fallen U.S. Marine's father returns Obama's condolence letter with an incredible rebuke. Folks, it was outstanding. It's a sad scenario that he had to lose his son in the Marines, but you do need to read what he responded to the guy in the White House, the criminal in the White House. The letter that was sent back from this Marine, this fallen Marine's dad, is second to none, and we appreciate guys like you, and we thank you for your sacrifice as well, my friend, speaking to the dad that lost his son. Also have Revolutionary Pulpits, The Last Hope of a Dying Republic. That's exactly right. You know, folks, just last week we were highlighting the fact that grandson of Billy Graham said that the pulpit is no place to speak out on social issues. Folks, again, for the record, on Monday here, I never heard anything so stupid and backwards in all my life. And when you look at this guy, you can see that he's a lib. You can watch the video where him and MSNBC and his buddies are just all hanging out. And no animosity, no sparks, no disagreement. They're all agreeing on one thing. And whatever it was that MSNBC wanted to talk about. Now, isn't that rather interesting that the grandson of Billy Graham would say something as stupid as he said? Due to the fact that MSNBC is a communist network, their slogan is forward, friends, just so you know. Also wanted to let you know on sonsoflibertymedia.com, the faked hate Muslim attack on a U.S. mosque in Fresno was vandalized on Christmas Day. Folks, what they're doing is they're breeding hate, and so you can expect something, well, no different than what we have come to expect from the Islam. And rest assured, as the sodomites are teaching the foreign enemies within America how to actually play the victim as they perpetuate the crimes, rest assured, as the American people set down and allow this to continuously breed itself, it's going to breed further, wider, and broader. No question about it. And again, you need to understand the law because it's all unlawful in every sense of the word. Also have out there, friends, right now, again, we talked about the anti-Christian columnist Valerie Tirico's blasphemy. She said God raped Mary. Sometimes people just take it to the limit, friends, and they want to see how far they're going to get before God actually responds. Now, what I was saying right before the break was the fact that, friends, I understand when people are blinded. But when you deal with the people like this, they know exactly what they're doing. They're doing what they're doing with both eyes open. And it's just a matter of time. You know, either you're going to live for the blood or you're going to be judged by the blood. And this woman seems to choose the latter. Now, I know that Scripture tells us in the book of Timothy that the Lord, He desires that none should perish, that all should come to the knowledge of God. Yeah, that's true. And that there's one mediator between man and God, and that being Jesus Christ. That's their choice to choose Christ. Okay? And we also understand that the Scripture tells us that God has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. But again, keep in mind, friends, the wicked know what they do. They have a knowledge of what they do. And they choose to respond to the knowledge that they have. And that would be called carnal faith. And this is exactly what they're doing with their carnal faith. They're spitting against heaven. And rest assured, he who spits against heaven will fall on his own back. I'll talk about that in just a minute here again. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Lurches at it again, friends, and again, and again, and again, and again, and again. We're talking about John Kerry. He lied to the American people. National gun registration will be part of the UN Small Arms Treaty. Folks, just keep in mind, everything that they're passing right now is unconstitutional, therefore it's null and void. Okay? Growing Republican opposition to John Boehner as Speaker. Folks, inside information, the man's nothing but a drunk. You know that everything that he's doing, he's aligning himself with Barack Hussein Obama. And again, folks, it's not an issue of party. It's an issue of right and wrong before a just and a holy God. We also have on our website tons, a plethora of topics. Tim just posted a brand new one, senior editor over at sonsoflibertymedia.com. According to the Bible, should homosexuality be against the law? It is. Just look at your state statutes. Again, folks, we're educating you as to what the problems are, why America is being destroyed, and it's up to the American people to actually respond to the truth, as I just said a couple moments ago. So, in saying all that, friends, to say this, let's jump topics, because what I wanted to do, again, going back to this atheist-minded devil, interestingly enough, she would say that God raped Mary. And again, folks, that's called daring the justice of God in every sense of the word. And now you can understand why Benjamin Franklin, as a matter of fact, said in 1793 that atheism was unheard of in America. Of course it was. Because people weren't that stupid. Now, I want to tell you why atheists didn't exist during that time, during the Revolutionary War, because there's no such thing as an atheist in a foxhole. I mean, there's just no such thing. Everybody that's in that foxhole is calling out to God, right? That's who they were calling upon. That's why the flags that were flying were no king but King Jesus. That's why the flags that were flying during the Revolutionary War were appeal to heaven. And folks, on Saturday, I shared with you who our forefathers were. And I'm going to read some quotes in just a moment, and I want you to tell me who they are. Phone lines are open, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. On Saturday, I shared with you the church affiliations of the Constitutional Convention and their delegates, we know that 28 were Episcopalians. 8 of them were Presbyterians. 7 of them were Congregationalists. 2 Dutch Reformed, 2 Lutherans, 2 Methodists, 2 Roman Catholics, that's the East Coast version, and 1 of them was unknown. We know also that the least religious signer was over in France rebuking scientists who were attempting to take praise that belonged unto God unto themselves, and that was none other than Thomas Paine. We also know that 34% of the quotations in Framer's writings came from the Bible. We know that is a fact. Again, going back to Moses and the Ten Commandments on Capitol buildings across the nation, in God we trust on the money, and going to the landmarks all across the country from the Liberty Bell, Leviticus 25:10 is inscripted on that, Moses on the Supreme Court building with the two tablets of the law and one in each hand where it says justice, the guardian of liberty, and then when you go inside of the Senate building in Washington, D.C., you'll see the Bible, Christ, you'll see the pilgrims, so on and so forth, and then when you go over to Arlington Cemetery, you can see Christian crosses over the heads of those that fought, bled, and died to give us what we have today, namely our freedoms as they were dying, magnifying the laws of our constitutional republic. Also go over to the Liberty, Lady Liberty there in New York, and we can see that she has the, in her left hand, we can see none other than the Declaration of Independence, where we derived our just rights, and we still do today, from our Creator, as they appeal to the Supreme Judge of the world, and as they asked for divine providence and protection concerning their enemies at that particular time. It was the British and a tyrant named King George. That's just the tip of the iceberg. We can go over to Washington, D.C. We can go to the tip of the Washington Monument. For those that did not know, all the way up the stairs to the very tip of the Washington Monument is inscripted New and Old Testament scriptures on the stairs. When you get to the very top, it says, praise be to God on the very tip. So again, friends, when you say the Pledge of Allegiance, you say what? One nation under God. I mean, folks, just all the way through every state preamble, you read the very beginning. Who does it acknowledge? It acknowledges none other than God Almighty. Of course, we are a Christian nation. And I just shared with you, friends, the framers, the church affiliations of the Constitutional Convention delegates. And what I'm going to do when I come back, friends, I'm going to ask you exactly who is giving these quotes off. Because it's pretty interesting, because it's the framers' own statements about Christianity. And again, friends, I'm reiterating this because I want your feet upon the rock so you know where you came from. Therefore, and then and only then will you know where you're going. Be right back.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him, well, at first. But then I started hearing government and media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at GunsAD.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to GunsAD.com. That's GunsAD.com. Guns80.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
That's the funniest thing here. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-233-0747. Almost without fail, folks. Almost without fail. At the end of the show, during the last segment, we start to get phone calls. You need to understand, friends, we only have 1 hour during the weekday. Okay. So you smell me? Are you getting what I'm saying? The time to call us isn't at the end of the show where we're almost completely out of time. It's if you want to weigh in, the best time to call in is during the show. Now, that's a novel idea. 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to highlight any of the things that we're talking about right now, just do your best, please, to stay on course, friends. Okay, let's go over to this. I want to name off, well, I don't want to name off, I'm sorry, forgive me. I want to read some quotes, and I want to see how smart you guys are, the listener. In the beginning of the contest with Britain, this is our forefathers, when we were sensible of danger, we had daily prayers in this room for the divine protection. Our prayers, sir, were heard, and they were graciously answered. I have lived, sir, a long time, and the longer I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth that God governs in the affairs of men. And if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, it is probable that an empire cannot rise without his aid. We have been, we have been answered and assured, sir, in the sacred writings that except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. I firmly believe this, and I also believe that without his concurring aid, we shall succeed in building this political building no better than the builders of Babel. Or Babel, however you want to say it. Huh. Who would say something like that? Well, you ready for this, friends? That was Benjamin Franklin. That was Benjamin Franklin. Well, then you were right. I'm talking to my producer. Well, then you were right. That was Benjamin Franklin. How is it that these atheists and these revisionists have the younger people thinking about their forefathers? Oh, them old white slaveholders. Yeah. Those godless deists, them atheists, man, they look just like us, don't they? Who said this? I shall need the favor of the being in whose hands we are, who led our forefathers as Israel. Listen to this. This is great. This is grand. It really is. Listen, I'll start over just because it's this good, okay? I shall need the favor of the being in whose hands we are, who led our forefathers as Israel of old from their native land and planted them in a country flowing with all the necessaries and comforts of life, who has covered our infancy with his providence and our riper years with his wisdom and power, and to whose goodness I ask you to join with me in supplications that he will so enlighten the minds of your servants, guide their counsels, and prosper their measures, that whatsoever they do result in your good and shall secure to you the peace, friendship, and approbation of all nations. Was that Billy Graham? Let me see here. Was that D. James Kennedy? No, not D. James Kennedy. Was that the Prince of Preachers, Charles Spurgeon? Nope, wasn't him neither. No. How about John Knox or William Booth? No. How about John Bunyan? Charles Finney? Come on. Any takers? Come on. Who is that? Who is that guy? I know. I think I got a pretty good idea as to who that was. That was that Martin Luther. It was Martin Luther, right? It wasn't Martin Luther. Was it John Wesley? Not Charles Wesley. George Whitefield. Man, this dude sounds like a Puritan, doesn't he? He sounds like he may have, concerning this conversation, which becometh the gospel of Jesus Christ, which you can clearly see that is exactly how this quote came out of his heart. Out of the abundance of his heart, his mouth spoke. Folks, that was the third president of the United States of America, Thomas Jefferson. Really? Yes! Whoa! Man, that dude sounded like he knew something about the Bible. You know, you ask a politician today, which is a slang for a statesperson, woman or man, you know, what do they know about the word? The only thing they say is like Pelosi, that devil herself, the witch that she is. Oh, the word. The word. Isn't it just beautiful? Doesn't that just sound beautiful? The word. Oh, yes, the word. Yes, Nancy. Nance. That is just the word. Yeah. See, that's how far of a knowledge that they've actually taken in their hearts concerning the Word of God. And most of them, the only thing they know about the Bible is that they put their hand on it when they swore to uphold the Constitution. But they don't know what it says on the inside of those two covers. Now, keep in mind, these are also the people that, man, I'm telling you what, that are talking about, you know, about our forefathers like they were something that they weren't. You're exactly right. Do you realize that if we took our forefathers today and set, let's say, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Ben Franklin, John Adams, Samuel Adams, Roger Sherman, just take any one of them. Take about five or six of them, put them on one side of the table. Take the devils that we allow rule the roost today. Isn't it interesting that we could take, let's say, Barack Hussein Obama, Harry Reid, we can take Boehner, we can throw them in that mix now, right now. Folks, I've been telling you about that clown since day one, right? Okay, and then we can take Pelosi, and then we can take a couple more of these devils. Right, and we can throw them up on the other side of the table. You know what our forefathers would probably do? They probably wouldn't even understand their language. It would be so foreign to them. And there would be a revolution probably within 5 minutes flat at that table. And they would want a microphone, and they would want something called a camera so they could address the American people to inform the American people that this is not what we gave you. This is not the form of government that was intended. And though you are still a free people 238 years later, our forefathers would say, you know what? You have allowed and suffered more abuses under this modern-day government than we did under King George. You realize that? They wouldn't even understand their language.
They'd probably get a bunch of priests in the room, preachers or real Christians, and lay hands on these devils and actually take authority over them to cast out devils out of each and every one of them that we, the American people, some in America, I should say, allow rule the roost in government. You just need to think about it. You really do. I think I'm onto something here. What about this one? Here's another quote for you. You will do well to wish to learn our ways of life and above all the religion of Jesus Christ. These will make you a greater and a happier people than you are. In a letter to 13 governors, 8th of June, 1783. He also made reference to Jesus Christ as the divine author of our blessed religion. Who was that? Maybe that was Zwingli. Knox? Maybe John Knox? Huh. Let me think. John Alexander Dowie, that famous man of God. No, it wasn't him. Man, it's got to be this man, the way he talks, he's got to be a preacher. He just has to be a preacher. Folks, do you know who that was? That was the first president of the United States of America. Did you know that? That was the first president of the United States of America. Well, Bradley, come on, dude. You're talking like, you know, this was just yesterday. No, these are our foundations. Our foundations have not changed. The Word of God endureth forever. The very foundations of our faith, folks, is the apostles and the prophets. And we serve a God that has not changed. You know who's changed? The American people have changed. They've allowed things to change. That's why man complains about the 10,000 commandments in America today, because they won't simply go back to God's 10 commandments, Jeremiah 6:16, right? And there we have it. You know, it's also interesting, man, I want to just take you up to the 50s really quick, because I want you to hear another quote. The fundamental basis of this nation's laws was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul. He said, I don't think we emphasize that enough these days. If we don't have a proper fundamental of moral background, we will finally end up with a totalitarian government, which does not believe in the rights for anybody except the state. In other words, they're the demigods. They themselves are God. They rule the roost. That was President Harry Truman that said that. Oh, come on, Bradley. Come on, I can't believe a president would talk like that. Oh, yeah. You know, I'll go back to Reagan. And I'm not saying he's any better or any worse than any of the other presidents that we've had, because he allowed a lot of babies to be murdered under his watch. But he was right when he said, either you're going to be one nation under God or you're going to be one nation gone under. Folks, I sit here and I reiterate this stuff for the very purpose that I don't want you to doubt who you are. I don't want you to forget what you have been given. Because Scripture again tells us, to whom much has been given, much is required. Wow. Let's go to the Supreme Court. There's got to be something over there we can get. Come on, there's got to be holes in Bradley's message somewhere. Well, John Jay, first Chief Justice, U.S. Supreme Court founder, and president of the American Bible Society, his description of a gathering of French atheists. I'm going to share that with you right when we get back on the other side of the break. Man, it really amazes me as to what our forefathers established, and most people don't even know the difference. And it's a sad day in America because of people's lack of understanding and knowledge of as to who they are and where they came from and who their forefathers were. And isn't it interesting that our forefathers talked about the children of Israel as their forefathers? Interesting.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866 866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Bill Cook, founder of the Black Robe Regiment of Virginia, an army of pastors and churches in Virginia that is restoring the church's vital leadership and influence in civil government. I want to wish Bradley Dean and his family a blessed Christmas and New Year and say how much I appreciate Bradley's passion for the lost and love for the truth. It's an honor to fight beside him in the battle for the heart and soul of America, and I urge you to do the same.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance, please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just kicking some quotes off for you, friends. Just putting your feet back down upon the rock. I was talking about the Supreme Court justices. Hey, by the way, friends, do you know that before court begins and adjourns in the Supreme Court chambers, do you know that there's a prayer, a chaplain that's been giving prayers since 1777? It's not the same guy, of course. And right above their heads is Moses. See, you keep in mind, friends, judges are not appointed to be a bunch of activists or to legislate from the bench. No, they discover and they apply. That's it. They're the referee. They don't change the rules as things go along. But going back to John Jay, he said that he was in a conversation concerning a gathering of French atheists. How did that work out for the French, by the way? Didn't. Hey, Louie. Oh, that's right, dude. You lost your head. You wanted to go ahead and rule the roost, and because of it, you lost your head. It didn't work, did it, Brother Louie? Nope, it didn't. But John Jay, the first Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court, during that conversation of the gathering of French atheists, he said, they spoke freely and contentiously of religion. He said, I took no part in their conversation. In the course of it, one of them asked me if I believed in Christ, and I answered that I did, and that I thank God that I did. Nothing further passed between me and them or any of them on that subject. Remember when Thomas Jefferson, again, going back to the third president of the United States, remember when he was asked to make distinction between America and European government, he said the distinction was the difference between heaven and hell. That's exactly right. Amen. During the break, I went over to James Madison, Because you always see these guys out there that are trying to pull these quotes out and just say, you know, they're skeptics, and they just, I can't see it, man. You know, I just can't believe that James Madison, you know, really said that. Listen to what this one clown said. Just so you understand the lies that are being spread upon the younger people. A Google search does not reveal the source of this supposed quote from James Madison, which would be surprising coming from a deist like Madison. Do you hear that? You see how he twisted that into his own shape, just like a snake? Well, that's what he is. The quote was this, we have staked the whole future of American civilization not on the power of government, far from it. We have staked the future of all of our political institutions upon the capacity of each and all of us to govern ourselves according to the Ten Commandments of God. Wait a second. So Madison's a deist now, I guess, according to this snake. And keep in mind, the snakes were rebuked by John the Baptist, remember, and by Jesus Christ himself. Remember, you brood of vipers, right? That wasn't like he was giving them a compliment when he was calling them a brood of vipers or a bunch of snakes, friends. Because he was woeing them as well. And woe is equivalent in that particular context as to damn each and every one of them. As I said the other day, if a man is in heaven, he is there by the grace and mercy of God. But if he ends up in hell, it's because he made the choice to go to hell. Right? And that's what these people do. They make the choice to go to hell because they think it's going to be some party. But if you look at the scriptures and you read what Jesus said about it, it's not a place anybody wants to go, where the worm never dies, the fire's never quenched. And then we know of the man that went to hell and how he wanted to get out and warn his brothers. And Jesus said to him, listen, they have the law and the prophets. If they won't listen to the law, Moses, and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. These people are helpless in many cases. But again, James Madison, the fourth president of the United States, also known as the father of our Constitution, said, we have staked the whole future of American civilization not on the power of government, far from it. We have staked the future of all of our political institutions upon the capacity of each and all of us to govern ourselves according to the Ten Commandments of God. Folks, if we don't take responsibility, and until we do take responsibility as a people, nothing's going to change. Nothing. Nada. What I get tired of is when you quote the presidents right out of their mouth. Here, President Andrew Jackson's another prime case. The seventh president of the United States. He read the Bible seven times before he died. He got saved because of a faithful preacher named Peter Cartwright, who got in his face while the rest of the professed Christians were trying to shut him down. Now, the president walked over to Peter Cartwright, that faithful preacher, and told him, thank you, and you're a man after my own heart. In other words, he was thanking him for loving on him enough to get in his face and tell him the truth. Because of that man, God planted the seed. President Andrew Jackson was saved, read the Bible seven times before he died, and this is what he said. He said, the Bible is a rock. He said, the Bible is the rock. The Bible is the rock. The Bible is the rock, the rock, the rock, upon which our republic rests. And then what you do is you get these people that just refute it. But they're still refuting the same people that have carried the seed of the righteous to the present, and they don't like that. Well, I don't care that they don't like it because I'm not asking for them to like it. As a matter of fact, I'm offended that they're here acting in such an ungrateful manner in every sense of the word. But these are the people that are always trying to kick up against the goads and say, oh, this isn't who we are. And then what they do is they try to relabel our forefathers to what they were not, in any sense of the word. Again, we know a tree by its fruit. And isn't it interesting is these very people that are trying to, well, undo our forefathers, that are actually the ones responsible for undoing who you are today. These are the same people that are warring against your free system of government. These are the people that are trying to convince a new generation that this is not a Christian nation. And yet, we can take polls, we can read polls, and we can find that 86% of the American people don't believe in evolution. We can go to another poll. There's a very small portion of atheists in this country. But friends, let me ask you something. Now, going back to the young people, and those that didn't know the difference before you listened to the show today, would you eat a steak with poison on it? And if you say no to me, I would ask you why. Just say just a little drop on that big, nice, medium well done sirloin steak. Would you eat it? Well, you would probably, if you had any common sense, you would say absolutely not. I would not eat that. And I would ask you why. You would say, well, there's poison in it, and I don't know exactly where it's at, and I'm not going to take a chance on eating that steak. That's exactly right. But this is what happens when you allow these people to do this and throw it on a younger generation. Especially those that don't know the difference. They want them to eat the poison. They want them to drink the Kool-Aid. Because they want everyone to be just as stupid and foolish and blind as they themselves are. And nothing's changed. And the only thing that's changed in this country is the American people have turned the shoulder. They laughed it off. And they've allowed these people to go ahead and poison everything that the younger generation eats. That ain't cool. Just wanted you to know. One more thing I wanted to say about Thomas Jefferson, too. He's the one that was responsible for saying the Bible is the cornerstone for American liberty. Don't forget that, because we know who the great liberator is. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. To whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. Who's that? His name is Jesus Christ. And I want to go over to Alexander Hamilton, too, because there's a lot of people that love him, and there's a lot of people that just hate him, or maybe they don't understand him. I want you to listen to the vernacular, the biblical vernacular in this short quote. This is Alexander Hamilton. He said, "For on my own part, I sincerely esteem it the Constitution, a system which without the finger of God," that's how God gave his moral law on top of Mount Sinai, "never could have been suggested and agreed upon by such a diversity of interests." Diversity means within a bunch of individuals, namely the forefathers, who are all rooted in the same principles. Diversity to them wasn't, it's okay, two guys go out and marry each other, man, there's nothing, man, that's love. No, diversity to them would be, no, we already know that one man, under God, is allowed to marry one woman, and diversity to them would be, okay, now which one is it that you want to marry? or even a debate. Well, which one is it? And you know what their debate would be based on? Which one would be more highly qualified as a woman to marry? Not if she's a deist or an atheist or agnostic. Folks, love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. You got Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-